We here at Ring Rust Radio work day and night giving you all the content you can handle, so sometimes simple tasks like shaving can slip our minds, and the facial hair can get a little bit out of control. But luckily, we're partnered with Harry's to provide the smoothest blades and the closest shaves on the market today. Harry's stands behind the quality of their blades, but they know that switching razors isn't an easy decision. So they created a trial offer, and you can claim yours by going to harrys.com/ringrust. Harry's delivers a close, comfortable shave at a fair price. By selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's can offer their blades at a price much lower than the leading brand, just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more. Harry's are so confident in their products that they offer a quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days, and they'll give you a full refund. Right now, you can get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. You get a weighted ergonomic handle, a five-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Listeners of Ringrust Radio can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/ringrust. Make sure you go to harrys.com/ringrust to redeem your offer and let them know we sent you to help support the show.
Hey guys, it's time for the October pay-per-view match draft. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Ow! Ow!
I just looked at the list. This is the first time I'm literally looking at the list. I wait until right now. And
no,
I
it's
saw
not.
Yes, it is.
We did this last year.
You looked at it last year. It's the first time you looked at it in a year.
Yeah, first time I looked at it in a year. So, and I do not remember a year.
You
I can't
should
remember
know.
What I did yesterday. I saw Los Conquistadors, and I just marked out just because of fucking the whole Kurt Angle thing. This is fine. Did you see Kurt Angle's his Instagram post?
Sure did.
He said, I'm getting into some role-playing tonight as the Conquistador. He's talking about eating pussy. He was. He's fucking gross. I mean, it's not gross. It's a natural thing. It's actually kind of awesome.
Yeah.
But just thinking of Kurt Angle being like, nah, 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 a champion, living champion, I'm a broken freaking neck. I don't know who eats pussy like that. He sounds like pussy like that. But whatever. Okay?
I do.
Good open.
Okay, thank you, Dante. It is good to see Dante. And our buddy Mike Coran, they're also here along with us to have this fantastic draft. But we have to, BG, before we get into the
activity,
how would someone go about doing that?
Go to patreon.com/ringrustradio and you sign up for our match draft tier.
Wow, that's really a hard sell, huh?
That's all you needed to say.
Wow, dude, you had a platform to fucking sell something. You're like, yeah, whatever, like get a dick shirt or something. I don't know.
That's what I do.
No, you put some fervor into it. Whether that's like it or not, you got some fervor behind your dick.
Mm-hmm. Damn right. You know.
Unfortunately, I do. BG, there is an order here as well.
There is, Donnie. I'm in first. Then Mike Horan. Then Mike Chiari. Then followed by the double Ds, Dante and Donnie.
Oh, yeah. Double Ds. That's awesome.
Do you want me to talk about what this is?
Mike, what are we doing here tonight?
We're doing the October pay-per-view match draft. Any pay-per-view match from WWE/NXT that has ever occurred in the month of October is eligible to be drafted, and the only rule is, if you take a match that has a certain wrestler involved, let's say you take a John Cena match,
okay,
you can't take another match that is also a John Cena match. That's the only rule. That's all I ask.
Easy. Sounds easy.
It does. You'd think it would be.
It's not.
Yeah, it sounds easy. I think I'm going to have a good time with this.
Mm-hmm. Well, this isn't Survivor Series yet, so I'm not worried quite yet.
Oh, man, you're going to... That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. So who's first again?
I'm first,
I don't listen at all. Sorry.
Fishy draft order here.
Oh, it always is.
I don't make the order.
Honestly, first is the worst most of the time in these, so I don't even...
It's random. Not in this one. Because I'm taking The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Hell in a Cell, Bad Blood, in your fucking house, Donnie, your face.
Not even the best Undertaker match on this.
That's your face.
Incorrect by a wide margin.
No,
in your face, Donnie. Hey, Donnie. In your face.
Okay, thanks.
Well, that's
next
what
up.
I was going to take.
Mike Horan.
No, Mike Horan. Oh, okay, so tell me more stories about what you would have done, Grandpa.
Let me get Stone Cold versus Kurt Angle versus Rob Van Dam, No Mercy 2001.
Good match.
It's a lot of people. Three.
I'm pissed off because I highlighted all the ones with multiple people in it, and he took it right away, and I was like, fuck him. Also, George Ferris was supposed to be on this call, but apparently I just realized that he told me last week he was on family vacation, so I literally was about to call him on family vacation. Which makes
me... How did you just realize that now?
Because he just texted me.
You should have called him.
I should have called him now. I might do it on air now. I don't know. Yeah. Go ahead.
It would be his pick right now.
But it's not, so go ahead.
Well, that's a shame. Next up is Mike.
Me, right? Yeah.
Come on, dude. What's this fucking dragon ass we're doing here? Move it.
Bayley versus the greatest women's wrestler of all time, Sasha Banks. Iron Man match. NXT TakeOver Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Probably a little early for that pick. Go ahead.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I got a lot that I like. So.
Cool. That's awesome. That's really awesome. Really cool story.
Next up is Dante.
Dante,
I just want to say happy birthday to the late, great Eddie Guerrero. He would have been, I think, 51.
Oh, my God. Like, don't do math. Come on. I
think today would have been Art Barr's birthday also.
Oh, that's true.
No, that's funny. The Los Gringos. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hilarious. Oh, they're not with us anymore, you fucking piece of shit.
No, that they're both the same birthday.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I'm fucking barrel laughs over here about that.
I'm going to take The Rock versus Kurt Angle, No Mercy 2000.
Yeah, he's tired of the disrespect. He's like, one more person says an ill word about Eddie. I'm going to come over there and just haul off on you. Thank you, Dante.
You're up, dickhead.
Dante, don't let him talk to you like that. I think I'm up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to take Undertaker versus Booker T.
That's a little early.
Because I know the value.
Do you?
I do.
It seems like you are overvaluing the value.
I don't even think you understand what those words mean, because I'm going to take Undertaker versus Mankind.
Okay, you certainly will not. That you.
What happened?
No, you have Undertaker.
Really?
Start a lot.
That early would happen, huh?
This works better later.
That early.
Okay, I'm going to take China versus Jeff Jarrett. Good housekeeping match. No Mercy, yes. 1999. I got to get it early before you fucking take it from me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I would have considered it later.
Why are you changing my... Why can't I mark them yellow?
I'm moving it over to your...
Okay.
To your board.
Doc problems.
God.
Dante's up.
Dante, I promise I won't belittle your friend, Eddie. Can't do that.
Okay, give me Triple H versus Chris Benoit. No Mercy 2000.
Him K-ing me almost made me do a spit take. Dante, hey. You're an asshole. You're an asshole.
You deserved it.
Okay.
I love you. I love you. It's a joke. I love you. I love you.
I'm going to take...
He's doing the best. I do.
Give me Shawn Michaels versus Chris Jericho ladder match, No Mercy 2008.
Shawn Michaels, you already took him.
I certainly did not. Now I did, though.
Can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
I literally took two women in my first pick.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Go ahead.
Hi, Karan.
Create a live match in your house 11.
I gotta start over again. Your
Your
connection's as shitty as the fucking Vikings are on defense.
All right. Undertaker versus Mankind, buried alive match, in your house 11.
Get your own picks. That was supposed to be my pick.
Well,
I was going to take China versus Jeff Jarrett.
Okay, fine. I'll trade you. Stay late and I'll trade you. Go ahead.
I'll take the Hardy Boys versus Edge and Christian ladder match, No Mercy
1999.
Boring.
I love that pick, BG.
Thank you. And The Rock versus Chris Jericho, No Mercy 2001.
Boring! Two of the greatest scores of all time.
Mike Horan.
All right. Let me get...
All right. Yes, he is. He's hanging outside of a high school telling me how he likes how the girls stay the same age and shit.
Wow.
Let me get The Rock... Jericho, No Mercy, 2001. Oh, wait, hold on.
He literally just took that.
Yeah.
Are you literally... What just happened in your brain?
Mike the Don Horan.
No. We met Chris Jericho versus Shelton Benjamin, Taboo Tuesday, 2004.
I'm sorry, did you just say we? Like you got a mouse in your fucking? Are you doing this as like a? Is there a room? Is there a fucking a conference room full of guys? Like we fucking got them, guys. Like it's a fucking NFL draft.
Yeah, there's a dog, so you know.
Okay, that's fair. Honestly, that's the right answer there. Mm-hmm. The speaking of dogs, Mike Chiari.
I'm okay with that. I will take quite possibly the greatest regular tag team match of all time. Kurt Angle and Chris Benoit against Edge and Rey Mysterio in Mercy 2002.
Early.
Love it.
Early. Dante.
Give me Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker. Hell in a Cell, No Mercy 2002.
Ooh.
Nice.
Great pick. Should have been Donnie's.
Yep. Dante is fucking rolling you, Donnie.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Charlotte versus Kaka. Hell in a Cell, and I'm going to take The Shield versus Braun Strowman and Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre from WWE Super Showdown.
That's very early for that.
That's really dumb.
Fuck you, man. Dante, go ahead. You thought I was going to come in here with a plan?
You guys done? Yeah?
Yeah, Dante, I don't know what's the matter with the attitude, but you better fix it.
white people. All right.
Wow.
Dante.
Go ahead.
All right. So this match sucked, but since it was Eddie Guerrero's last match, I like it. So it's last triple rematch. So it's Eddie Guerrero versus Batista. What was it? No Mercy 2005.
Oh, yeah, we watched that one, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah.
Yep.
My retro.
Yeah, it was really good, except for the Batista parts.
Aww.
Go ahead.
I'm going to take a match that I saw live. The Shield, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins against Goldust and Cody Rhodes, Battleground 2013.
The only good match.
Legendary match.
Yeah.
That's
all I take.
Stupid.
It is probably Cody Rhodes' best match ever.
Horan.
Very true.
All right, let me get John Cena versus Booker T. No Mercy, 2004.
What an obscure fucking pick.
Why?
Yeah,
it's a good year.
It is like a wine. It's a good year.
It's a vintage.
It's a vintage 04. You smell that? Undertones of early. I'm fun. I'm having fun.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm still sober right now.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say New Day versus the Usos, Hell in a Cell match, Hell in a Cell 2017. And from that same pay-per-view, Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon.
So I might as well just throw these
picks. Those are the next two on my list, BG.
Wow. Really? Is that real? Yeah, it's so cool. That's such a cool story. Wow,
You're just jealous that Mike and I destroy you and
that's
Joe.
That's so cool. Yep. It's so cool.
He still thinks about it at night.
Yeah,
21%. Yeah, 21%.
It's not Lucy, the reason that you don't get sleep. It's because of that.
Yep.
No, it is definitely Lucy, and it is Mikey, too, and it's about to be another baby, so don't fucking talk about my
sleep. Mike is up. Shut up.
Sure am. Let me get Wade Barrett versus Randy Orton, Bragging Rights, 2010.
I like this.
I love these things.
I like this. This is fun. This is turning fun. This is like Mordecai. We're dealing with Mordecai at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Dante, you're after Mike. Oh, I just keep skipping pieces of shit to Dante, because Dante's way better than Mike.
Jeez.
Finn Balor versus AJ Styles, TLC 2018.
Oh, cool story, dude. No one gives a fuck. Shut your stupid
That's
mouth.
That's when Finn Balor saved us from Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great moment.
Awesome. Dante?
Stupid
head. Yeah, give me CM Punk versus The Miz, Cyber Sunday 2007.
Why does it sound like you're yelling your order for lunch over a fucking... Yo, let me get a fucking two hoagies! A fucking lunch!
To you.
I love you, Dante. I'm just kidding, man.
Two to you, Donnie.
Okay, two to me. I just want Dante to know I love him.
Mm.
I'm going to take Finn Balor and Samoa Joe against the Mechanics, Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder.
It really has it there, though.
Yeah, no
remember
shit.
When they,
I
remember
saw
when they were called that for a day?
Yeah, because they're fucking Mechanics. They're fucking the realness, dude.
They fixed the cars up, and they...
And I'm going to take Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker in a bite your chain match.
No, you're not.
You can't.
I'm sorry, but you can't have the bite your chain
match. I'm taking the bite your chain match, dude. What do you mean? Because it's not spelled right, I can't take it?
Because
it's not spelled right, I can't take it. Is this was play point or was this bite?
That's the only reason why. That's the only reason
That's
why.
Bullshit. Everybody vote.
It doesn't say that anymore.
That's stupid. You're stupid. Now I'm all thrown off. I don't know what to do myself.
I have a good match for you to take.
Oh, shut your stupid mouth, dude. Alright, I'll take Chris Jericho and Christian versus Booker T and Goldust.
You already have Booker T.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I'll take...
Remember when you reached in the first round? That was him.
I'll take Kane versus Undertaker with Stone Cold Steve Austin as the special guest referee.
No, nobody could be that dumb. You know you have the Undertaker. You'd be surprised,
I
guess.
That's ignorant. I feel like you're being ignorant now. So I'm going to take Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Triple H. Anything goes match. No Mercy
1999. Okay. The legal selection.
Yeah. See? You got nothing now. Just shut your fucking mouth. Dante, you're up.
Team Hell No versus The Rhodes. Hell in a Cell 2012.
That's a good pick.
Scholars.
That's a good pick, man. Are you not talking to me?
Mic is up.
I'm doing paperwork, dude.
Tell me you love me.
Paperwork.
Tell me you love me.
I love you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Jealous. Go ahead.
Stupid.
Give me The Undertaker against CM Punk, Hell in a Cell, 2009.
Throwing picks away now, huh? Mike Horan?
Before I pick my next blockbuster, BG, last round, you got the wrong Wade Barrett match in there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you stupid fucking idiot.
You ruined his entire card.
Yeah, you
fucking
idiot.
Well, I don't
want
anyone to think I took John Cena twice, you know?
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
That would be embarrassing.
Yeah, it would be so embarrassing, just like Mike Chiari's face.
Once is enough. But now let me get Vince McMahon versus Stephanie McMahon.
Nice.
I quit match. No That's Mercy 2003.
A true gem. Mm-hmm. Donnie wouldn't understand.
Nope.
Love it.
BG twice?
It is on me twice, isn't it, Donnie?
Do I
AJ Styles versus John Cena versus Dean Ambrose. No Mercy 2016.
Is this my last one?
When the show opener.
No. Nice. The show opener, right. No, it's not your last pick.
You have several more picks to go.
Shut up. I'm talking to you. Mike.
And... The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler, No Mercy, 2016.
Cool.
The one that should have
cool.
Mm-hmm. Let me get Matt Hardy versus Grip.
Yeah, hold on. I don't think Grizzly.
Grimace
is fucking there, dude.
I don't think Gritty.
Oh, Gregory, are you mentioning Gritty?
Yeah.
Gritty. Philadelphia Flyers. Yeah, they do. Fucking tattoo. Jimmy fucking tattoo. Man, that's the fucking greatest mascot other than
Jimmy
the fucking
Pets.
Philly fanatic.
Did you name him Jimmy Tattoo?
Jimmy Tattoo.
I don't care.
I already did it. Fuck you. Sit the fuck down, you idiot. Stand back.
Oh.
Idiot.
It's me?
Yeah.
I'll take Daniel Bryan versus Dolph Ziggler. Bragging rights 2010.
Who? Forgot about it already. Fell asleep.
Two legends.
Okay. Edge versus Christian, ladder match, No Mercy 2001.
Finally.
Nice.
Finally.
I couldn't take it, or else
steal.
I would have.
Shut up.
You should have taken it, Donnie.
He's fucking stupid. I'm going to take two matches. I'm going to take Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch from Super Showdown.
No, you won't. You already have Charlotte, idiot.
Yo, dude.
Dickhead.
Fine, I'll take
Kaka.
Yeah. I'll take Kaka and the Bailey.
No.
No, you already have Sasha.
Bailey versus Kaka, Iron Man match. NXT TakeOver, respect.
I took that so long ago.
Then why is it still on the list?
I don't know, I took it.
I'm looking right at it now.
Okay, well I took it, so we can't have it.
Well now I don't know what to do myself. John Cena versus AJ Styles versus Dean Ambrose.
That was taken.
Why are these still on the list then?
I'm not controlling it.
Calm down.
I don't know. I'm over here fucking not knowing what to do myself. I'm over here taking
you
Jamie Noble versus Jamie Noble versus Tajiri.
Good.
Okay.
Good job.
I get one more, right?
Yeah. Take the match ahead of it.
Rey Mysterio versus Tajiri.
That's dumb. Take the very match dumb.
Right above Jamie Noble.
Alright, I'll take the true main event. British Bulldog versus Diesel in your house for Great White North.
Excellent.
Good job, Donnie.
Excellent pick.
Is that allowed?
Absolutely terrible pick.
Not only is it allowed, it is encouraged.
Dante's up.
How many more picks do we have?
Several.
Can you make it end here?
You'll have one more, Donnie.
Okay, good. Dante.
Okay. So this match sucks. Uncut dick. So it's Stone Cold versus Rikishi. No holds barred match. No mercy.
If it sucks, then why are you taking it? What do you mean?
Out to the parking lot, though.
Because I don't know what else to do freaking take. That's why.
Okay, that's fair. I don't know what that's like.
Yeah. Give me Stone Cold versus Hunter Hearst Helmsley. I
have the better match. But Brandon Galvin, why are you forwarding me the match draft information? Like, I don't know it.
I did not do that.
Idiot.
My Karan's up.
Let me get D-Generation X versus The Legacy, Hell in a Cell, 2009.
You moved the needle just like Jeff Jarrett did.
I liked it.
Shut up. Slapping everybody around verbally.
You're a mean person.
Can you come on, you fucking slob, you ugly bitch?
I was... Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton, Hell in a Cell. And Charlotte versus Becky Lynch, Super Showdown.
Yeah, yeah, I like when you fucking take my picks. Yeah, I know where your fucking bread's butter, bitch.
3 D's.
You're my bread butter and bitch. So I have one pick or two pick left?
Two picks.
Then you're an idiot. You lied to me. I have a whole fucking play is thrown off.
Good.
It wasn't. It was after you picked.
Come on.
All right, let me get Charlotte versus Nikki Bella, Hell in a Cell, 2015.
Are you racing me for last? Cinnamon
this is
pissed
all
off at your
strategy.
Pal. Yeah, what's the strategy? I want to lose.
Look at all the variety of people.
It's going to be a battle.
Yeah, Donnie, look at the variety.
Cinnamon is so fucking mad at you right now, Mike Horan. I've never heard of so mad.
Matt Hardy versus Gregory Helms is a barn burner.
It's actually in
Fired Up Podcast!
Mike, go, motherfucker, before I...
RBE versus Ric Flair, No Mercy, 2002.
Tell me again how you wanted me to take that, you fucking idiot. Shut up. You say it all the time.
You should have taken it.
Shut up.
You should have taken it.
Yeah, well, I didn't have to. I didn't need to. Don't need it. I got the card to fucking end all cards over here. I think I care what you say.
Dante?
Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch? What the fuck are you guys laughing at?
I was taken.
Was it really?
Yeah.
If
you paid attention and told your dog to stop barking.
Titan's not here. That's
my dog.
Oh!
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Doc.
Give me Oscar versus Emma. Okay. TLC 2017.
There you go. You can take your other pick now if you're ready for it. You won't be mine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive. Positive.
Okay, Cedric Alexander versus Buddy Murphy.
Was it really?
No, of course not, dude. Of course not. I'm taking Los Conquistadors versus Hardy Boys, No Mercy 2000. Right off that hot Conquisti fucking pop right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton, whichever one was already taken.
What?
No, you get the one that wasn't taken.
Which one was taken?
I took the Hell in a Cell, so you can get Battleground.
I'll take Battleground.
Yes, you get the worst one.
That's the Big Show punch.
That's the
Big Show
one.
It literally inspired a song. Quote unquote song.
Is that really where it came from?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was just because it's finisher.
The knockout punch. Big Show ruined everybody's fun with the knockout punch.
That's really funny.
Yeah, I'm fun. Dante, thank you for playing. Mike?
I'm gonna go with New Day versus Cesaro and Sheamus, Hell in a Cell 2016.
I'm just wrapping this win up. This is like a victory lap for me.
That's bizarre to think.
Do you
that
even
way.
Remember what you have?
Yeah, the best team.
Oh.
Mike Horan?
I'll vote for you, Donnie.
Thank you, Dante. I'll vote for you as well.
No, you won't. He's going to vote for himself.
I will.
He always votes for himself.
I will probably end up voting for myself. But thank you for the two votes, because that's all I'll get.
Well, people are going to vote for me after I select Batista versus the Great Khali in the Punjabi prison.
I swear to God.
No Mercy 2007.
I watched that match again. I don't know why, but I watched that whole match again. Probably because I was on a Punjab prison match fucking run on the YouTube.
All two of them?
Yes, good pick. I'm going to beat you for last. I want you to know that. Mike Horan?
Yeah.
I think
probably.
That you're going to come in last.
Oh no, I'm getting votes. At least one.
Cinnamon is shitting everybody here. PG?
She's so mad.
Final vote, right? Final pick, right?
Yeah, Rey Mysterio versus Tajiri, No Mercy 2003.
Yeah, Mark, I already fucking took it.
Good match.
You didn't.
No, you didn't.
I tried
to. So Jamie Noble versus Tajiri.
Yeah, I took the better match.
No.
Ooh. Oh, Cinnamon knows. Cinnamon, what are you not doing for her that she's this mad?
There's a smoke alarm going out in the hall.
Maybe so you should run.
There's a draft happening.
Maybe you should, like, that's the best part of New York. It takes so much for guys to, like, fucking do something.
Oh,
it's like,
really
there's
can.
A guy
literal
getting stabbed in the fucking
Heights
helmet.
Shirt is playing out in real life. Right
it
now.
Is. It really is.
I don't smell smoke yet.
you're on, like, the 30th floor. You're like, until I can feel the heat in my feet, I'm not leaving.
No, I'm on the second floor. I could jump out if I had to.
I really want to see
it. I hope I don't have
to. I really...
Just that like, would be a bad day if I had
to. Just Cinnamon's on your back. You're like, baby, you just hold on tight. I'm going to take the blow in this one.
But yeah, I couldn't throw her down. She's not a cat.
She all walks away and you just are like all crippled now because your fucking arms and legs are all broken.
My arms are broken from the floor.
Yeah, because you would try to land on your arms and legs on all fours like a cat because that's what you think happens. You think cats just land like that. That's like an asshole.
Cats do land like that.
I don't want to have this conversation with you. Jesus Christ. That was the October pay-per-view match draft. Obviously, just by hearing what happened, you know who won, me. I know I won the hearts of millions by fucking drafting this way. I know that much.
Sure?
Mike Horan, what is your card? What do you think of your card?
It's pretty stacked, gotta say.
I agree. I don't know what they're laughing at. I see nothing but gold on this card.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm trying to find it still. Hold on. Dante, what do you think of your card, man?
excuse me. For being at work and doing paperwork, I think I did pretty well.
Honestly,
I wasn't paying attention to that half.
I really here's the thing, Dante. When you first started doing this, I feel like you couldn't care less when you first started. Just like, I just want to be involved. But now you're doing a little more homework, and I see you kind of like keeping
doing
up with
paperwork.
It. I think your card is actually really good, Dante.
It's much better than yours, for sure.
I think Dante could easily come in second, possibly win this.
Aw, thank you. Even though I know it's not going to happen,
I decided I'm going to vote for you because Mike Horan's a Vikings fan. And
you
I
are
can't
not. You're not going to vote for him. You're going to vote for yourself.
Mike, well, if me and Mike Horan are racing for last, I'm not voting for me.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the Vikings. Mike Fiore, what are your thoughts on your card?
Great. Stupid. Fantastic. Legendary.
BG? BG?
Love it.
This is fucking pathetic. Alright, BG, if somebody wanted to get involved with one of these drafts and be belittled for hours, how would they do so?
Well, this wasn't hours. But patreon.com/ringrustradio. Let me just say first off, Donnie, that if you donate $1... Just $1. You get to vote on these drafts. And we do.
All right, Mike, let's do some WWE fantasy standings.
Wow, incredibly lucid. Okay, last place, 14th.
I'm just keeping it casual, man. It's fucking pop your top, man. Fucking loosen up. I'm a slinger.
Negative 20, Joe.
Oh, man. Come on, Joe. Joe's having a hard time. Joe's having a hard time with this one.
Sucks. Tie for 12th with negative 5. Joe Harris and Ira.
I think it's the name, and then also Ira.
Three-way tie for 9th. It's a menage in the 9th spot. with 10 apiece, George Sparrows, Angel, and Dante.
That's a sexy menage, though.
Yeah,
would watch.
I'd give it a thumbs up at the end.
That ain't all you do with your thumb. An eighth with 15.
What are you implying? That I stick it in my rump like I'm fucking... What's the guy?
Hey, you're the Steve one that said it.
Donnie Carino over
Who's
here.
Who's the guy who sticks his thumb in the pie?
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Peter Piper? What's the guy's name? I forget.
What, from Scary Movie?
No! It's a nursery rhyme.
The old nursery rhyme.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Was it Little Jack Horner?
Little Jack Horner. Is that, No, I don't know.
I don't know.
At the end of the day, it's my dick instead of the thumb. Just go on, all right?
An eighth with 15, George Cruz.
Okay, it's better.
I think it's Little Jack Horner.
Say it in the corner.
Google. That's what Google says.
Okay, all right, got it. Got it.
You did Google thumb boy, and now you're like on a list. You're on a list somewhere.
I'm on a list.
You're on a list. You're like, no. It's the thing with the pie, like thumb pie. Like you get.
Hi.
They think the Rock is Googling.
I for sixth with 20, Andrew Sampson and Andrew Skeen.
Why is all the names pairing up? There's a revolt. I sense a mutiny.
In fifth with 32.5, Luis Fagundes. He's also on a list.
That is true. That is very real.
In fourth with 40, Donald.
Yeah, 40. I thought you were going to give me another name. It's just Donald. Yeah, 40 points. I think that's pretty good. I'm doing pretty good.
Good for you, Donald.
Thank you.
Yeah, literally, like, hardly any ability to get points at Evolution, though, despite having all women on your team, so bad job.
By WWE, if I was booked correctly, I would be killing it with points.
Well, that never happens. In third with 55, it's Big Money Mike.
Fuck you. Okay. You're 15 points ahead of me. I'm going to fucking take you down a peg for your fucking actions, dude.
You can't get any points. In second.
I'm going to get a shit ton of points. Oh, shit. I was going to say fucking Crown Jewel, but I forgot because my team's made all women. We don't get no fucking points at the fucking pay per view.
In second with 87.5, Roger Allen Roger.
Thank you and for in your first service.
With 90, BG.
I don't like
it. That's a lot of points, Donnie.
What did you do? Who?
Happy birthday. It's fucking Bobby Lashley, bro.
Unbelievable.
He paid me
I feel like you're in on the cheating now.
Yep.
Remember that time we learned that Mike Yargi has more points for fucking wins than losses?
I'm just in on the greatest body in pro wrestling.
Yeah!
What is that?
Lashley! Lashley! Lashley!
I thought you were talking about Drew McIntyre. I'd argue he's got a better body.
Ain't nobody who looks like Lashley!
Except for John Cena, kinda. So it is what it is. Alright, let's go to emails. Mike, go ahead.
This is from Amy, High Flyer, Dryer.
Nice.
Subject, so nice I did it twice.
Nice.
Patreon email, go to patreon.com/ringrustradio, contribute to the email tier or higher, and guarantee you get at least one email right on the show each month. Hello, boys. You all seem to enjoy my Would You Rather game from a few months ago. I had a lot of fun listening to your answers, so here's round two. I have special one specific for each of you at the end again. Thanks for playing along, and have fun.
Okay, right. I didn't read any of these ahead of time except for the either. One that said my name, and I'm already pissed off. And I can't handle this, so.
Would you rather see a retirement match at WrestleMania 35 from The Undertaker or Kurt Angle?
Undertaker.
Fine. Undertaker.
I think Kurt Angle has more in left in him than Undertaker does.
I'm going to say, I did not look ahead of these, so this is my, I have my eyes closed, I'm going to give my gut reaction.
No, I'm going Kurt Angle. Fuck that. Undertaker can't retire. Just keep going.
There's a bad gut reaction. Did you change your mind? Would you rather see Pentagon Jr. or Phoenix in WWE?
Pentagon Jr.
I think they would just 205 live.
Can you Cinnamon?
Cinnamon.
Why are you not? Why are you not adding Cinnamon to the show?
Would you rather Ivelisse or Son of Havoc win the Lucha Underground Championship?
Son of Havoc.
Ivelisse.
I think Son of Havoc. Yeah, okay. Son of Havoc has been fucking great.
Tell your daughter.
Son of Havoc is literally the fucking definition of the underdog story always for that company, and he's been so close on several occasions. It's better. Go ahead.
Ivelisse,
they don't treat Ivelisse properly. Would you rather reverse John Cena's WrestleMania burial of Bray Wyatt or Rusev?
Bray Wyatt, of course.
Rusev, of course.
Rusev, Bray Wyatt sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Would you rather have Ring Rust Radio as a regular show on the WWE Network with complete creative control or be a member of the WWE creative team?
I literally feel like WWE creative team is like being on hell, being in hell,
in hell.
From what everyone says. So I would say have all the creative. So just put this show on WWE Network. Right. Yeah, that one.
I agree because if you're on the creative team, you don't have any creative control.
Yeah. Right. If it was that you have creative control over the creative team of WWE, okay.
Agreed. Would you rather interview Ric Flair or The Rock?
Oh, shit.
The Rock.
The Rock, baby.
My brain says The Rock. My heart says Ric Flair. Because I want to make interviews.
What's your mouth going to say?
The Rock, because money talks and shit walks. Yeah,
there you go. Would you rather give Enzo Amore or Big Cass a second chance?
Big Cass.
Enzo Amore.
I'll say Enzo only because he brings something interesting to 205 Live. Would you rather see Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan or Finn Balor?
Daniel Bryan.
For sure. Although I would still love to see
both
Brock
are awesome.
Again.
Both
should have happened already.
Yeah.
Yep. Would you rather Ronda Rousey main event WrestleMania 35 against Charlotte or Asuka?
Storyline wise, I'll say Charlotte. Asuka from a match perspective, so probably
definitely Charlotte. That's the mainstream money right there. Yeah.
But I'm saying it says, "Would you rather?" And to me, it's the better match would be against Asuka.
What's your fucking answer?
Asuka.
Okay.
Because it would be a shoot fight.
Would you rather Chris Jericho have won the 2012 Royal Rumble or Daniel Bryan have won the 2014 Royal Rumble?
Daniel Bryan.
Definitely Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan, even though both should have won those Rumbles. Yep.
Jericho still had a title match anyways.
Yeah, but, so did D-Ray.
Yeah, but that was the most roundabout fucking thing ever. Would you rather Aleister Black's mystery attacker be revealed as Johnny Gargano or Candice LeRae?
Candice LeRae, what? I literally have my eyes closed. I'm not watching. I'm just letting you read them as I hear it. It's just hilarious. Yeah. Candice LeRae, obviously now. Because I would love the Aleister Black Candice LeRae match.
I want that Gargano turn. I don't want Gargano.
It's an interesting idea, though, where she does this for her husband.
Yeah, it's great. It's fucking great. And then Aleister Black has to get his vengeance on Candace.
On Gargano.
They would
not
allow
that. He's got a fighter in a singles match.
This is why it wouldn't be Candace, because they wouldn't allow any kind of payoff like that.
That's stupid. That would be a great story.
But let's switch it up. Let's say Candace.
Of all the women in wrestling today, who could take that match? Who could play just a teeny little bit and get bloody? It'd be her.
Would you rather?
It's the only one?
That's it, apparently, because Donnie's a sexist. Would you rather book a WrestleMania card or book a Royal Rumble match?
A WrestleMania card, easily.
Yeah,
Royal Rumble sounds like hell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the next fucking Jamie Noble over here.
Yeah.
Get blamed for everything.
Alright, Typhoon, you're going to get out there. You're going to give that crowd one hell of a shake, and then you're going to get knocked out, right?
Typhoon is in the Rumble.
Yeah, he is. Definitely is.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
If he comes in as Typhoon, comes back as Tugboat, comes back as Shockmaster,
yeah,
pulls up Nick Foley.
He's like, hey, wait a minute. How you been here for? What the fuck? I know you. You're going out there. We're going to get him. You're like Mick Foley, but worse.
Would you rather see Roman Reigns versus Ronda Rousey or AJ Styles versus Becky Lynch in a champion versus champion match?
Obviously.
Easily AJ versus
AJ
Becky.
AJ and Becky.
Fuck
what kind
you.
Of question is this? Come on.
Although Roman and Ronda Rousey would be a pretty
on.
Cool match.
Yeah. Cool fucking story.
Quadruple AJ R, baby.
AJ Styles versus Becky Lynch is legit a dream match.
Yeah,
that is.
But you could book that in the
intergender
thing. All-time match.
If you did, I would be fine if that was your championship match. If that was the main event, it would be totally awesome.
Yeah. Two of the best workers of all
and
time.
And I just slipped totally awesome in there.
Totally awesome, dude.
Totally awesome.
Fucking
okay, here we go. Do it.
Okay. It is time for our individual would you rathers.
Do mine last.
Donnie?
Do mine last.
Do him last, Mike.
Come on.
BG, would you rather race The Undertaker or John Cena from wrestling history?
That's easy.
Wait, race?
Erase.
Oh, erase. It's John Cena.
Yeah, you have to make them black. You have to race them. You have to make, like, John Cena is now black.
I
was like,
no, I thought it was like a Seinfeld reference, Mike, where it's the race.
Yeah, the race.
So no, stupid. But you can't erase The Undertaker from pro wrestling. Come on.
The greatest character of all time. For me, would you rather erase Shawn Michaels or The Miz from wrestling history? The Miz, yeah, of course. No, you can't erase the greatest worker.
It's like, okay, those are two. That's so obvious and so easy. Now do mine.
Before we do that, what was Michaels' name in Dirt Sheet? Michaels.
Shawn Michaels. I would erase Shawn Michaels, but not Shawn.
It's just him with a mustache, like the inverted world in South Park.
Donnie, would you rather erase Macho Man or Ric Flair from wrestling history?
Oh, you have the toughest one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is like... Okay, so here's the thing.
This is evil.
Macho Man is my favorite guy. Just like overall.
You said Ric Flair was your favorite guy.
But listen,
it varies on the day, but today you have to choose.
But Ric Flair is like the greatest. He is what the heel is. When you think of what a heel is, it's Ric Flair. He is the prototypical heel. He is everything in wrestling that you ever wanted from a heel. You look at Macho Man, he could be a great heel, he could be a great face, his fucking character, all the Slim Jim stuff when we were kids, all of it, yeah. Everything together, the Spider-Man, everything made him so awesome. He was so fucking awesome. But if you had to erase one from history,
I'm gonna make the right choice. To me, this is easy.
For me, it's easy, but that's because
let me hear yours first. Go ahead.
I've always been more of a Macho Man, Mark. He's one of my all-time favorites, so I would erase him.
Oh, well then, Donnie. I would say you erase Macho Man, as much as it hurts me to say, but Ric Flair is the guy that has transcended wrestling maybe the most in longevity.
But Macho's a top five all-time for me, so.
Yeah, and Macho also transcended wrestling as well.
Oh, he did. I know. Like, that's why you have the most difficult one. I mean, all six of these have transcended wrestling.
That's stupid. I'm going to say you have to erase... okay. Ric Flair. It's got to be Ric Flair. And that's really tough.
Wow.
But hold on.
Rappers are not happy with you today, Don. Oh, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Macho Man was a rapper.
Yeah, so literally.
Walk out
be
of
a
here.
Man, Hogan. Remember that? You don't remember that?
I'm gonna bang your wife.
I remember that.
Yeah, he did. He fucking. He said
I already
something.
Did.
Oh, dude, no. You don't have to do that.
Scott Steiner's done it for us.
Yeah, he. Yeah, you don't. He don't have to say it anymore.
Cronies. Exit 20.
Okay, I'm just.
Either.
All right, good. I just sent you a picture. All right, next email, please.
Next email comes from Paul E. Dangerously Kramer. Subject is create new clothes.
Yes! Macho Man, dude. Macho, I'm wearing a Macho Man shirt.
Yeah.
That's ultimately decided it for me. I sent him a selfie. I'm hip, right? How's my beard looking?
You're looking worse.
This is your studio?
This is that's my studio. That's the background.
You got this little chandelier in the back.
Hang on the chandelier. Was that Sia?
Yeah,
hang on the chandelier. I'm hip, right? I'm fucking cooler than you think. I don't get enough credit for being cool as shit.
Yeah, that picture proves it.
Yikes.
Happy birthday, Donnie.
I'm old now. Wow, you can see it in my face. It's hard years. This is a true story. I don't know if I ever told this on the show before.
Damn.
I'll tell you this story. I was working in an auto body shop, and there was a meth addict painting the outside of the building, right? And I was 18 years old, and he came in. We ate lunch. We ordered lunch, and he ate with us and stuff like that. And he looked at me. And he said, how old are you, man? I said, I'm 18 years old. And this recovering meth addict looked at me, and he said, oh, my God, you must have had a hard life. And I knew then, that I wasn't looking great.
You told me this story roughly 37 times before.
I know this story.
Oh, you've heard it. You just tried to forget it.
He did a good job of it, too. So, yeah. So, I knew then, and now I'm 13 years older than that at this point, so.
That meth addict, I mean, if he would have gotten straight, he knew what was up. He was a very wise man.
I just did extreme damage to my body with, like, burgers and shit, so. BG?
So the next email comes from Paul E. Dangerously Kramer. Subject is create the worst wrestler. It's a Patreon email. Go to patreon.com/RingsRadio. Donate to the email tier or higher. Guarantee you get at least one email right on the show each month. And put Patreon in the subject title for Mike so he knows.
Yeah.
What up, ring rusters? I want y'all to create the worst wrestler possible using various characteristics of wrestlers of the past. Here are the categories: entrance music, attire, gimmick, finishing move, and storyline.
Look forward to your responses. Good. Sorry.
And I expect to hear either Demolition or Dragon Azteca Jr. for worst attire. Ring Rust?
So I handled this by I went one by one and instead of making like I just like if you had to combine so entrance music I just the worst entrance music ever I could think of attire,
that's what this
okay.
is obviously
okay, okay I didn't know because you say obviously Mike but how many times
I was yeah. gonna just say Bray Wyatt for everything but then I was like no I'll do it right
well let me go
Did
first
you do that
let me go first so entrance music would start with some weird roar. That also starts like their name. Their attire, they would wear this weird discolored pants sort of coordination and have a tiny tank top with their nipples peeking out from time to time.
Only
but
one
not
nipple.
Always.
Only one nipple.
Well, he has two.
They call him Squeaky.
Their gimmick is that they move objects, big and small, light and heavy, especially in pre-recorded segments. And their finishing move.
You had a lot of fun with this, didn't you?
It's a basic body slam. Like, it has to just be a basic body slam.
Right. Okay.
And their storyline is their push just nonstop. But
ignorance.
They always seem to lose when it matters most.
Holy shit. You're talking about Roman Reigns. I get it. That's a double entendre. All that also applies to Romeo Reigns. That's so cute.
Not really, because he seems to win a lot.
Yeah, that's wrong.
It's kind of why you hate him, right?
Who?
You can go.
Mike, go ahead.
Entrance music. Gotta have the right to censor.
I actually love that.
I hate that. Fuck you.
I love it.
You're an asshole.
Attire, naked Midian, so they just wear a fanny pack, basically. gimmick, seven. They peer into the windows of little children.
Yeah, I call that
finishing.
This sounds terrible.
I call it Donald Wood. Finishing
move. I made a joke. You can't do it back.
John, nobody heard it because I drowned it out.
I'm going to go back. When I edit this, I'm going to make it like 100 volume.
Finishing move. John Cena's lightning fist, or whatever the fuck that new thing is called. And then the storyline is the character debuts by banging the dead corpse of Katie Vick.
Okay.
Nice. That's how's it going, Mike? Well done.
Thank you. It's easy access, too, because they barely have any. They have nothing over their dong, really.
They're naked.
Yep.
Entrance music is Joey Garbanzo. This level art.
So, stupid. The best wrestler.
The attire is Brutus Beefcake.
Nice.
The worst gimmick ever is a surfer. You have to full with Johnny? Wet. I'm talking with wetsuit. The Sandman. Everybody loves the Sandman. He started as a wetsuit wearing. I'm like literally almost in a 94 at this point. He's still in a fucking wetsuit. I don't know when he turns into the fucking beer drinking badass guy, but it needs to happen quick because I'm losing fucking faith. And so is the Philadelphia. I'm not sure, but no, because a woman's there, and I know at one point she helps him turn up Peaches, his wife. So we're getting there. We'll get there soon. My finishing move is the finger. I imagine it's me. I'm giving myself all the worst characteristics. It's the finger poke of doom. Oh. And my gimmick, my storyline is that I just eat my own dog.
Aww.
Wow.
Pepper. I miss you.
There you go. So that's my
I love
answer.
Pepper.
Still hurts.
Mike,
too soon, Donnie. Too soon.
Yeah, you can read the next one. Go ahead.
This is from Woken Matt Hardy Cantillon. Subject, Mixed Match Challenge, Smarks Say, week number four. So this episode had Braun Strowman and Ember Moon against Finn Balor and Bayley, and it also had AJ Styles and Charlotte Flair versus R-Truth and Carmella with Naomi and Jimmy Uso in the chat.
Yeah.
Number one. We need Gold Bears in the World Cup.
I read it as Goldberg. We need Goldberg in the World Cup.
Gold Bears sounds very
You call it Great Poupon and shit. I call it Great Poopin. It's just Great Poopin. Stop trying to church it up. You know what I mean? That's a Great Poopin right there. I've never heard anyone call it Great Poopin, but I love that now. You got some of that Great Poopin? Yeah, I took a big shit earlier. Is that what you mean? It's like, no. The mustard spread. Okay, number two.
Next one's from Donnie. Michael Cole for Hall of Fame. Woo, 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 you know it.
This is actually Zack Ryder trying to get in on, like, he's like, listen, man, I need your help. I'm going to fucking start Kevin Durant and some tweets for you. If the entire WWE universe becomes Carmella's partner, would we immediately get counted out? I mean, we aren't in the ring. I don't even get this
question.
I don't even get this
question.
You would be able to fucking tag in, so no, you wouldn't get counted out.
All right. Cool.
Sasha just needs to ask for a release and head to New Japan.
Where she will be instantly sent to all women's company.
Where she will not be allowed to wrestle.
Yeah.
She's not even allowed in the building.
No, that's not true either. Women are allowed. That's, come on, this is not Saudi Arabia.
New Japan is the Saudi Arabia of wrestling.
It's really, that's not even fair to anyone.
Oh, you
want to
come in? You'll need a chaperone.
That's not even how it works.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah? How come the only time women are allowed to be a part of it is like Brandi Rhodes? Oh, you gotta be with Cody though. You know.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Listen, it's a different culture. Oh, hold on a minute. Hold on. I'm not doing that here. I'm not going to defend how Japan does
it's very
the men's versus women companies.
Right.
It's just a different culture. That's what they do. It may not be right or wrong, but it's just different.
Saudi Arabia is just a different culture.
They murdered
too.
A guy. So, point invalid.
One's been murdered anywhere else.
We murder people all the time here.
I've been verbally laying waste all day. Go ahead.
The outline of Nadia's mystery partner looks like Brian Cage. Why am I getting all of Donnie's comments?
I'm just shooting on you, brother. Dean Ambos should be the Nate Mabel T will make him stay in the Shield, because it will be sad day if the Shield breaks up.
The Shield.
And it's if the Shield, not if the Shield.
Dean Ambrose should be the Nate Mabel T. We'll make him stay with Shield, because it will be sad day if the Shield breaks up.
Nice. If the Shield breaks up.
It the Shield.
Yeah, not if.
Shut the fuck up. Go ahead.
What is a superficial wound?
It's just a grazing shadow.
It's a not big wound.
Yeah. This is just a fair question. Why didn't you just ask him, Matt Connelly? Fucking help a guy out, dude.
Just had questions he needed to know, and he slid it entirely apart. How are babies made?
Yeah. Did we land on the moon? Right? That's so crazy someone asked that. Like, we should probably answer it, though, right? You gotta answer it, though. Go ahead.
R-Truth is silly, and Carmella is a deadbeat. She just rides people's coattails to victory.
The 10-hour Woken Matt Hardy laugh video is better than this match.
Wow.
Burn unit, call him.
Lana is the best. Lana, number 11.
That's a really fun one. That was a really fun one.
That might be an all-time great. That's cool. I'll say it right now.
I like that one. It's timely. It's obviously the mistake. We watch where the mistake was made.
It's definitely not a mistake, though. It was definitely on purpose. It's a joke.
I don't know. No, I think
absolutely
it was a mistake.
Not.
I think they wanted, I think they held their finger on one just a beat too long.
They were singing, Lana is the best, Lana number one. But
oh,
I like how it
shit.
Does.
Uh-oh.
Did I post? No, they didn't even care. They just clicked it, they hit enter, and they walked away. Lana is the best.
It's a
walk-off. Lana number one. Right? Walking down the steps like, bam!
It's like, you remember when Nick Young took the three-pointer, and he turned around like, yeah, it's fucking down. Yeah. And it just rattles out and misses completely. That's what this was.
Yeah. He's walking up the stairs, and he's like, Mom, get the pigs and the blanket ready. I fucking got them. He comes back the next day all hungover. He's like, Jesus, what did I write last night? Lana is the best. Lana number 11. Oh, no. That's so fun. Again, Matt Hardy Conalani is fantastic for doing this. He's a fucking good man. We genuinely appreciate it. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. There's a lot of Jimmy Snuka in the
hands?
Beginning. I am.
Hands?
I swear to God, he's doing a hand, brother. Dude, during the ECW times, they have him cut a promo, and he's like, ooh, Jimmy Snuka! And he's like, he just doesn't know how to talk. I don't know what the gimmick was, but he just said his name, and he's like, you better believe that, brother, at the end. And they're just making noises for like, he's like, grumble, 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 grumble. So, it was really good, really good. Is that it? Oh, my God. Guys, we are out of here! I'm your host, the most Donald Wood, looking fine and feeling finer, baby. That couldn't be less true. at Donald_Wood on Travel Pulse, on Bleach Report, on everywhere. Go find me. BG?
BGNY3 and at Ring West Radio on Twitter.
Mike Chiari?
I'm at Mike Chiari, Chiari on Twitter, and you can read all my articles at BleacherReport.com.
Ooh, why would you? Why would you? RingRustRadio.com, because I already read great articles when I was reading Donnie's articles. Said
read excellent. More.
Yeah, read get more. Woke. Get woke. It's true. RingRustRadio.com. You want some sheeple? Go read Mike's articles. You want a free thinker? You want a free thinker? Someone who's outside the fucking box? I'm over here.
You should get back in the box.
You want to hear
like
about
your
the Undertaker?
Hot Ronda Rousey take, right?
I was a good take.
Ronda Rousey is good.
Breakout moment. Fucking career
Bella's
highlight.
Bella's not good.
That was.
Technically,
that's plagiarism since it's so close to the original content. RingRustRadio.com. RingRustRadio on YouTube, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher. That's how you get involved. Google Play if you got one of them Androids. And enjoy us. Have some fun with us. Rate, review, give us 5 stars, or, you know, don't. At RingRustRadio on Twitter. Email us, ringrustradio@yahoo.com. No pressure. There's no pressure here, BG. We're just fucking letting it loose. You know what I mean?
Give us the fucking
cool.
5 stars or else.
Okay, that's definitely a different approach. That's definitely a much more, like,
that's
ominous. I'll say ominous approach. But Mike Chiari, talk about cutting dicks, because it can't get any worse.
ProWrestlingTees.com/RingRustRadio. Buy some t-shirts. Or not. But really.
Buy the t-shirt or else.
You know what will happen if you do not. You know.
I don't know. Yeah. I feel like attention up. Wow.
Snip, snip. It's fitting for your birthday.
Oh, man. I just got
Wait. I got some scissors right here. Is that coming through? Huh? That's
what's
gonna happen.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm like, no. Donald Goosen just sent me a video of the McMahons watching AJ Styles' entrance.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it right now, and the creepiness of this is unfucking believable. Stephanie thinks she's a fucking supervillain. It's hilarious. She's like, one. She's, you know who? I just realized who Stephanie McMahon is. She's the brain. From Pinky and the Brain. She's the brain. She's like, one day I'll take over the world. And then Triple H is fucking the other one. Pinky. Mm. BG, shirts?
Pinky was the best part of that.
No,
so.
Yeah, the other guy. Fine. BG, Arf. patreon.com/ringrustradio.
Great website, Don. Let me tell you, in a couple of weeks, you're going to be holding the all-time women's Mark Madness bracket. Very soon, we're going to put up the bracket with the seedings. We're going to go through everything because we just did the all-time women's draft. You can go back and hear that. And, of course, on patreon.com/ringrustradio, we have Glory Pro Wrestling, We Are Glory Pro, and WCW Fall Brawl 2000, early available for you to listen to.
She must be saying, come here, my pretty. Fucking creep show. Kind of creepy looking. I'm just reading the comments on this fucking page. This is so goddamn funny. For real, if you do not know what we're talking about, please go look up right now. Stephanie McMahon ominously looking over the shoulder of AJ Styles at SmackDown 1000. She is a creep in the second one. Unbelievable. She looks like a fucking Halloween decoration, dude. It's fun.
Oh, it's awesome.
She started the women's revolution. So.
She's great.
Unbelievable. Any song suggestion, BG, while you're doing nothing? Fucking trying to shuffle me out of here. What are you, my dad? Come on.
I want the Mary-Kate song.
Why? It's my birthday.
Because it's your birthday, so you're confessing
shouldn't,
your
you,
love.
Shouldn't
Mary
you
Kate.
Say I pick? Shouldn't it,
I want Sheamus the red-haired wrestler.
You just asked me to fucking pick a song.
I'm doing the Bray
Sheamus,
Wyatt.
Sheamus the red-haired wrestler.
Bray Wyatt song all fucking day long because
cool,
we did
cool,
mention
cool,
cool.
I'm going to tell Mary Kate that you declined her song.
Good. Believe me, she says we save it for special occasions. And I will also say this. We mentioned,
that's right, this isn't special at all.
We mentioned.
Oh, Batista song.
We mentioned,
or Big Show's Knockout.
Oh, okay, we'll do Batista song, because that's really bad, too. Batista song. Oh, that's a good one. But yes, I am very excited for this next upcoming week in wrestling. Can you tell? Exactly.
No.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. God bless America. We'll see you back here next week.
spins it long on Cassidy's back. Yes, he is. Not loose. Pants are tight. Belly button tattoos are alright. Yeah, Triple H telling me Batista's the guy. Backstage heat already, but that's a lie. A spear knees. No sleeves. Bury everyone with Triple H, because I don't care. He don't care. Batista don't care. He don't care. Batista don't care. Batista don't care. Cause Batista don't care. Cause Batista's back. Bet on the mic. Worse in the ring. Wouldn't be surprised if they thought he could sing. No, he can't. Squish face. Out of place. Wish he was gone without a fucking trace. Cause Triple H brought him back and now he's getting black. They're feeding me some crap. So look at him now, he's just getting his way. Win a Mania and be champion till May, yeah. Cause he don't care. He don't care. Batista don't care. He don't care. Batista don't care. Batista don't care. Cause Batista don't care. Cause Batista's back. Cause he don't care, he don't care, Batista don't care, he don't care, Batista don't care, Batista don't care, cause Batista don't care, cause Batista's back. Cause he don't care, he don't care, Batista don't care, he don't care, Batista don't care, Batista don't care, cause Batista don't care, cause Batista's back. Oh! Get flat!